This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris will campaign in the Midwestern city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Tuesday after locking up enough delegate support to secure the Democratic Party nomination and face former U.S. President Donald Trump in November's U.S. presidential elections. AP's Donna Warder has more.
The visit comes 2 days after President Joe Biden dropped out of the race and gave Harris his endorsement. And since Sunday afternoon, the Harris campaign has raised more than $100 million. Today's rally was scheduled before Biden dropped out of the race, and it comes a week after the Republican National Convention wrapped up in the city. In a statement, Harris said, "This election will present a clear choice between two different visions. Donald Trump wants to take our country back to a time before many of us had full freedoms and equal rights." Donna Warder, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hinted late Monday that a Gaza ceasefire deal would release dozens of Israeli hostages from captivity could be taking shape. Israeli Prime Minister is in Washington for an address to a joint session of the U.S. Congress Wednesday, as well as a series of meetings with U.S. leaders. Netanyahu met with families of hostages in Washington Monday and told them the conditions to bring the captives back were ripening, according to a statement from his office. He said that was happening because of the fierce military pressure Israel was putting on Hamas. He gave no further details on the plan on the deal's progress. Israel and Hamas have been considering for weeks a U.S.-backed ceasefire plan that would bring a halt to the 9-month war and free the roughly 120 hostages taken by Hamas during its October 7th attack on Israel. About a third of the hostages are said to be dead, and Israel's military announced Monday two more had died in captivity. More on this story and all the stories we're covering today can be found at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The top World Health Organization official in Palestinian territory said Tuesday he's extremely worried about polio and other outbreaks of communicable diseases in Gaza after traces of the virus turned up in its sewage samples in the territory. At a news briefing Tuesday, WHO Health Emergencies Chief for the occupied Palestinian territory, Dr. Adil Sabirbekov, said while there have been no confirmed human cases of the disease, the sewage samples indicate one or more persons who were vaccinated for polio in the region shed the virus into the environment.
There is a high risk of spreading of circulating vaccine-derived polio virus in Gaza. And this is not only because of the detection, but because of the very dire situation with water sanitation. In addition to that, as I said, the functionality of the health facilities.
Israel announced plans to vaccinate its soldiers operating in Gaza against polio. Sabirbekov said WHO is expecting test results and a risk assessment this week as to about how people and medical officials should respond to a possible outbreak. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield announced $60 million in additional humanitarian assistance for the people of Haiti during a visit Monday to the Caribbean nation, which is struggling to restore security and constitutional order amid gang violence. She announced the aid package during a news conference in the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince, on Monday.
This funding will help USAID partners fill gaps in nutrition, food security, and shelter. And it will improve water and sanitation service and enable affected communities to purchase essential commodities.
The U.S. UN ambassador said the U.S. Defense Department would also provide a substantial increase in mine-resistant vehicles to a UN-backed multinational security mission led by Kenya to help Haiti's national police combat widespread gang violence in the country. Nearly 40 million people were living with the HIV virus that causes AIDS last year. Over 9 million weren't getting treatment, and the result was that every minute someone died of AIDS-related causes, the UN says in a new report. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
While advances are being made to end the global AIDS pandemic, progress has slowed, funding is shrinking, and new infections are rising in three regions: the Middle East and North Africa, Eastern Europe, and Central Asia and Latin America. In 2023, around 630,000 people died from AIDS-related illnesses, a significant decline from the 2.1 million deaths in 2004. But the target for 2025 is fewer than 250,000 deaths, according to the report launched Monday by UNAIDS, the UN agency working to end the pandemic. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.